Praise be Jesus and Mary. So what does it mean to be a prophet? What is a prophet? A prophet is essentially God's spokesman. He or she is chosen and commissioned by God to speak a message from him to individuals or to a group. Prophecy is what's called a charism, meaning that it's actually a special gift of grace that someone receives for the benefit of the community. Yes, prophecy can include speaking about future events, but that's only one aspect of the prophet's mission. Today's first reading comes to us from the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah is one of the major prophets of the Old Testament. We actually know more about him than about any of the other prophets because the book which he wrote, the book of Jeremiah, is actually one, the longest book in the Bible, and two, it has many details about his own life. Jeremiah was a prophet for about 40 years up until Jerusalem was captured and destroyed by the Babylonians in the year 586 BC. So for 40 years, he called the people of Judah to repent of their sins and to reform of their ways. The people believed that it was enough for them to have the presence of God's temple in Jerusalem to guarantee God's protection. All that was needed was the temple, and God would take care of them. They felt that their personal corruption wasn't a problem. They didn't need to change their lives. They didn't reform, and so what happened? God's judgment actually came upon them. They were taken out of their land. They were carried off into slavery and into bondage. The people of Judah didn't listen to God's prophet. In fact, Jeremiah was, among other things, he was despised for his pessimistic attitude. He was a target of conspiracies. He was actually locked up in the temple at least once as a punishment for prophesying its destruction and for prophesying the destruction of the city. He was charged with blasphemy as well, and he just barely managed to escape condemnation. He had bad relations also with the royal court as well. He was flogged under King Jehoiakim, and his successor, King Zedekiah, simply didn't listen to his counsels. Jeremiah was also imprisoned for desertion. And after Jerusalem fell to the Babylonians, as he had predicted, Jeremiah was forced to emigrate into Egypt, where tradition says that there in Egypt, he was actually stoned to death by his own countrymen who were in Egypt. In short, Jeremiah lived out what our Lord said in today's gospel when he said, "No prophet is accepted in his own native place," Luke 4, verse 24. So with all that said, we can ask, you know, is it a blessing or is it a curse to be a prophet of God? Well, believe it or not, it's a tremendous, tremendous blessing. You know, why is that? Well, because God is always on your side when you're doing his work. He's always on your side. Remember what we heard in the first reading today. This is the opening of the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah says, "The word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you. Stand up and tell them all that I command you. Be not crushed," meaning be not downhearted on their account, "as though I would leave you crushed before them. For it is I this day who have made you a fortified city, a pillar of iron, a wall of brass, against the whole land, against Judah's kings and princes, against its priests and its people. They will fight against you, but not prevail over you, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." It really is a powerful introduction to the whole book of Jeremiah. It's God's promise to the prophet that no matter how difficult things get, the Lord will always take care of him. And not only is God always on the prophet's side, but the prophet knows what a lot of other people don't know, or at least don't think about so much, even though they should, and it's something that they don't want to think about. And it's the fact that this life just does not last very long. You know, at the end of our life, however long or however short it is, we'll all have to stand before God to be judged by him. We'll either receive the reward of paradise for having done God's will, or we'll receive the punishment of hell for having done our own wills, for having disobeyed God's commandments. Jesus Christ holds what we know is called a threefold office. Jesus was also a prophet too. And that threefold office is prophetic, there's priestly, and there's a kingly aspect to it. So Jesus was priest, prophet, and king. Now when we were baptized, when you were baptized with water and the Spirit, as Jesus said in John 3, verse 5, when you were baptized, again, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, as Jesus commanded, in Matthew 20, verse 19, something happened. One of the things that happened was that actually you were given a share in that threefold ministry of Christ. You share in Christ's priestly ministry when you offer prayers and spiritual sacrifices to the Heavenly Father, as Jesus did in his earthly ministry. You also share in Christ's prophetic ministry when you speak the truth to those who are in error regarding things of the faith or things of morality, or when you share with others the need to do good and to avoid evil, or when you tell them about the rewards of heaven and the pains of hell. You actually share in Christ's priestly ministry because that's what Jesus did during his earthly ministry. And you also, his prophetic ministry. And you also share in that other aspect, the kingly ministry of Jesus, because you are adopted sons and daughters of God the Father. And as St. Paul says in his letter to the Romans, quote, if you are sons, if you are children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided, says the apostle, that we suffer with him in order that we may be glorified with him. Romans 8, verse 17. The Lord has called some of you, or will call some of you, to be prophets to the nations, as he called Jeremiah to be. The Lord is calling the rest of you, or shall we say the rest of us, to be prophets in our own homes and in our own communities, to speak the truth in love to those who need to hear it. And he's also calling us at times, he calls us to receive the word of God that the prophet brings to us, to change or to reform our lives, to turn away from sin, to avoid evil, to do good, to not be conformed to the thinking and the pattern of this world, as St. Paul says, but to be transformed by the renewal of our minds. When the prophet comes, when someone speaks to us a word of God, we're actually called to receive that word, unlike the people of Israel in the Old Testament. Jesus said, in fact, in Matthew 10, verse 41, he says, he who receives a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. So if Jesus puts someone in our lives who shares to us a message from God and we actually accept that, if we receive that, that means that we'll actually be rewarded for that. We'll be rewarded in this life, but more importantly, in the next life as well. So let's ask Our Lady, Queen of the Prophets, to help us to have open ears and an open heart to the word that the Lord is trying to speak to each of us. And let's learn to take refuge in her, in our difficulties, and in our trials, just like Jeremiah took refuge in the Lord during his struggles. And we have many, many added graces in respect to the graces of the Old Testament prophets. And one of those graces is the fact that we have a mother in heaven who's always praying for us, pleading for us, and interceding for us on our behalf, before her Son and before our Heavenly Father. So let's stay close to her. You know, she is also part of that prophet's reward, which our Lord promises to us. And we'll receive that part of the reward when she receives us into her loving arms at the end of this earthly life. Praise be Jesus and Mary.